to praise you, Lord. Much more than I do, I want to praise you, Lord. Much more than I do. Learn to seek your face and the knowledge of your grace. I want to praise you.
To all my Israelite kinsmen, praise you Yahweh, O house of Yisrael. Greetings, brothers and sisters, and may the divine influence be with you. This is part 6 of Jew or Judah. You can follow along with the article by going to www.thinkoutsidethebeast.com. Jew or Judah is found in the Who's Who menu and the Word Studies menu. In part 5, we saw that the word Jew was not in Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, or Haggai. I thought the Old Testament was supposed to be about Jews. That's just it. There are 33,000 denominations of so-called Christianity that base their religion on the presumption that the Jews are the Israelites of the Bible. A presumption is not a fact. We've learned so far in this study that the word Jew is a made-up word which was magically morphed into Jew in the 18th century from the 4th century Latin Judaeus, which became a shortened form of you, with many spellings which sound like you, I-O-U, I-U-E, I-E-W, and so forth. There was no letter J until the 1600s, when the word Jew first replaced the Hebrew Yahuda and the Greek Judaeos. In the later translations and revisions, it stuck like Jew, it stuck like glue, and the presumption became accepted by the whole world. Jesus was not referred to as a Jew before the 1700s. Jews did not start calling themselves Hebrews or Israelites until the 1800s. Judeo-Christianity was not labeled, pushed, and accepted until the 1900s. The Scofield Bible helped transition of this false Judeo-religion. And now, here in 2020, 99% of so-called Christians are actually twofold children of hell, because they don't know who the hell they are, or whose they are. They think they are Gentiles, when, if they are Caucasian, they are actually Israelites. They think they are saved, when they are actually enslaved. They think they are going to escape judgment, and skip tribulation because they got rapture tickets that no one can take away from them. They think the Old Testament is about Jews, and that Jesus is a Jew. Yahweh says to seek wisdom, love mercy, and do justly. But the churches seek personal salvation, love bacon, and do things in the name of a God in which they know not whom they are worshiping. So who is Jewish Jesus then? Well, Jewish Jesus, aka Haimi Jesus, is supposed to be a Jew, right? Let's trace the Jew back to its beginning. Jews are Sephardic Jews that have migrated to Spain. Jews are Ashkenazi Khazars from the steppes of Russia. Jews are Edomites from Idumea. Jews are Amalekites. A Jew is a descendant of Agag. Agag is a descendant of Amalek. Amalek is the grandson of Esau. Jews are children of Esau. Esau married Canaanite wives of the Hittites and Hivites. These tribes had married into the children of the Kenites. The Kenites are children of Cain. Cain was the first Jew. Cain's mother was Eve. Cain's father was the serpent, which was not a snake. The snake was the devil. Cain was the son of that wicked one. Christ told the Jews that they were of their father, the devil, and the lusts of their father they will do. Jews are impostors, impersonators, enchanters, deceivers, and whited sepulchers filled with dead men's bones. We saw in Zechariah a vision of a flying scroll. This is defined as a covering or act of darkening, something that swoons. Swooning is the same thing as deceiving. The Jews swooned the minds of the people by covering over the Torah of Moses with a perversion of the Torah of Moses. The Jews swooned the minds of the people today by covering over Christianity with Judeo-Christianity. The Jews swooned the word Jew over the Hebrew word Yehuda so that our people would believe the Jews are of Judah. The Jews swooned the word Jew over the Greek word Judeos so that our people would be blind to their own Israelite heritage and identify as a trans-Gentile. The Jews swooned the word Jew over the Latin word Judaeus, so that every Bible from the 18th century forward continued using the swooned, made-up, deceptive word Jew. There's a whole lot of swooning going on. We saw in Zechariah the prophecy of 10 men taking hold of the skirt of a Judahite. This was fulfilled when the 10 lost northern tribes of Israel took hold of the gospel and the commandments and abandoned their sinful ways and repented, started learning their true heritage, and started living according to the way. Yeshua Christ, the apostles, and disciples were of the house of Judah in Judea, and they were bringing the good news to the scattered Israelites of the house of Israel, the 10 men. We saw the prophecy of beauty and bands, which were symbolized by the 10 men, which were the 10 scattered tribes, and the house of Judah being reunited and reconciled through the renewed covenant. We saw the history of the Maccabees, who were Judahites of the house of Judah in Jerusalem, and how they fought against the Edomite Jews of the house of Esau in Idumea. Jews were called Idumeans in the Maccabees. The time of the Maccabees was 167 to 37 BC, This was an important time to understand because it was when the land of Judah and the land of Idumea were merged into what is called Judea in the New Testament. This is a big part of why everyone presumes that the Jews are Israelites. This will be exposed in the remainder of this series. We started Matthew and learned that the Greek word Judeos was replaced with the word Jew. So naturally, everyone who is unlearned will believe that the Israelites in Judea were Jews.
Because it says Jew in my King James Version.
In reality, Judea had become a diversely populated land with many different peoples as its citizens, because it was once the land of Judah, now merged with the land of Idumea. So a Judean could be anyone living in Judea. Judea at this time was mostly a mixture of Idumeans and Canaanites and Edomites, but there were also Israelites of the house of Judah, some Greeks, Syrians, and other nations, but 99% of the children of Israel were already elsewhere in the Greco-Roman world and migrating into Europe. The gospel would eventually catch up with them there. The Jews didn't spread the gospel. White people did. We saw that Herod was an Edomite Jew from Idumea. Josephus and other historians also back this up. We also saw again in Matthew the made-up word Jewry, which replaced the Greek word Judea, which is Judea. So in the New Testament, we must be careful that we identify the wolves from the sheep. We must distinguish who is Jew and who is you. In the Old Testament, it was easy, because Jew replaced Judah, and we just proved that every time Jew was used in the Old Testament, it replaced the word Yehuda. Yehuda is the man, the tribe, the house, and the land of Judah. Israelites of the house or tribe of Judah are called Judahites. No Jew is a Judahite. No Jew is an Israelite. No Jew is of the tribe of Judah. Jews are Edomites. Jews are called Edomites, Canaanites, and Idumeans in the Old Testament and the Septuagint. So in the Old Testament, when you see the word Jew, it's always referring to a Judahite and never to a Jew. In the New Testament, when you see the word Jew, it can refer to a Judahite or a Jew, because the land of Judah was now Judea and filled with Jews. It's confusing, but that's why we must study, to examine the scriptures, prove the word, and rightly divide the truth. It matters who and what we believe. It matters if it's Jew or Judah. We continue in Matthew 27:11, where Pilate questions Yeshua. And Yeshua stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, saying, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Which should read, "Are you the king of the Judeans?" Or even, "Are you the king of the Judahites?" And Yeshua said unto him, "You sayest." And when he was accused of the chief priests and elders, he answered nothing. Then said Pilate unto him, "Hear you not how many things they witness against you?" And he answered him never a word, insomuch that the governor marveled greatly. Yeshua was accused by the chief priests, which were Jews at this time. Devil means false accuser. The chief priests were Edomite Jews, which had taken control of the Israelite priesthood by 14 BC. Herod had all the Levites of the house of Judah slain and installed Edomite Jews into the priesthood. This was prophesied by Levi in the Testament of Levi. The study on the priesthood explains how and when this happened.
Links provided at the end of the document.
Caiaphas was the high priest that accused Yeshua of blasphemy when he put him under the oath of Leviticus 5:1 in Matthew 26:63. Leviticus 5:1 reads, "And when a being sins in that he has heard the voice of swearing an oath, and is a witness, or has seen, or has known, but does not reveal it, he shall bear his crookedness." The word oath in Hebrews 7:20 is G3728 horkomasia, which means to make an oath, which Yahweh did in Psalm 110, in which Yahweh swore that Yeshua would be high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. The word oath in Matthew 26:63, which Caiaphas put Yeshua under, is G1844 exorcizo, which means to extract or force an oath. Caiaphas forced Yeshua to tell the truth, which Yeshua did when he said, "Nevertheless, I say unto you, hereafter you shall see the Son of Adam sitting on the right hand of power, and coming in the clouds of heaven." Caiaphas then tore his priestly garments, violating Leviticus 10:6, which is a commandment for the priests that they shall not tear their garments, that they die not. So Caiaphas, who was not even a legitimate priest because he was an Edomite Jew, publicly disqualified himself from the priesthood, and as a result, Yeshua Christ officially assumed the office of high priest, and he officiated his own sacrifice. Upon his resurrection, Yeshua assumed the order of Melchizedek from thenceforth forever. If these Edomite Jew priests were Israelites, they would have accepted Christ, and they would have been joyful that Messiah had come. But these were Jews, and the Jews hate Christ, and never have and never will accept him. But the churches love Haimi Jesus. They gladly accept Jewish Christ. They will always accept Jewish Jesus because the churches are where you get the name of Jewish Jesus branded onto your heart, and the church is where your mind will be seared against any and all truth. Mark 15:9. But Pilate answered them, saying, Will you that I release unto you the King of the Jews, which should read, the King of the Judahites, or the King of the Judeans? For Pilate knew that the chief priests had delivered him for envy. But the chief priests moved the people, that he should rather release Barabbas unto them. And Pilate answered and said again unto them, What will you then that I shall do unto him whom you call the King of the Jews, which should read King of the Judeans, or Judahites? We see the traits of the Jews come out. Even Pilate saw that the chief priests wanted to kill Yeshua because of envy and because Yeshua was exposing them as false brethren and a counterfeit priesthood. Matthew 27:24. When Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing, but that rather a tumult was made, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this just man. See you to it. Pilate found no crime. He told the Edomite priests, You see to it. The churches teach that the Romans killed Christ, but it was the Edomite Jews and their guards that did it. Were there some Israelites that participated in the Edomite murder of Christ? Yes, because they were brainwashed by the Jewish priesthood, which was teaching Judaism, which is why most of the people did not accept Christ's doctrine and thought it was some new teaching. If Jesus went into any church today, they would cast him out and call him a racist. They wouldn't recognize him because they would be expecting a hook-nosed Jew with free rapture tickets and keys to their mansion in the Judeo suburbs in the sky. Matthew 27:29. And when they had plaited a crown of thorns, they put it upon his head, and a reed in his right hand. And they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, Hail, King of the Jews, which should read, Hail, King of the Judeans, or King of the Judahites. The Roman soldiers did this, and this is why Yeshua said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Yeshua was not asking the Father to forgive the Edomite Jews. They knew what they were doing. Yeshua was asking the Father to forgive the Roman Judahites because they did not know what they were doing. These Romans were Christ's kinsmen. Matthew 27:37. And set up over his head his accusation written, This is Yeshua, the King of the Jews, which should read, This is Yeshua, the King of the Judahites. Jews is G 2453, Judeos, which is an adjective describing birth, origin, or belief. Judeos is of Hebrew origin from the word Yehuda, meaning of the tribe of Judah. The tribe of Judah were not Jews. Jews are of the dukes of Edom. Matthew 27:41. Likewise also the chief priests mocking him with the scribes and elders, said,
He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he be the king of Yisra'el, let him come now down from the cross, and we will believe him.
These Jew chief priests mocked him because they are of their father the devil, as Christ exposed them to be. Notice that they said,
If he be the king of Yisra'el.
Yisra'el, Israel, is G2474 in the Greek, and is the name given to Jacob and is a reference to the family and descendants of Israel. The Jews were of the family and descendants of Esau and were Edomites. So we see that the Jews knew that Christ was the king of the Judahites in Judea and king of the Israelites of the scattered 10 tribes. After the death, burial, and resurrection of Yeshua, the Jew priests bribed the soldiers to lie and say that the disciples stole the body. Matthew 28:14.
And if this comes to the governor's ears, we will persuade him and secure you.
The Jews, if needed, could give the governor trouble with Caesar. These devil bastards influenced the authorities then, just as they do today, paying bribes to propagate their lies. Verse 15, So they took the money and did as they were taught. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews, which should read among the Judeans until this day. Mark was of the tribe of Benjamin. Mark was not a Jew. The traditions of the elders, Mark 7:1, then came together unto him the Pharisees and certain of the scribes which came from Jerusalem. And when they saw some of his disciples eat bread with defiled, that is to say, with unwashed hands, they found fault. For the Pharisees and all the Jews, which should read, For the Pharisees and all the Judeans, except they wash their hands, they eat not, holding the tradition of the elders. Laws of washing hands. These were not Israelite traditions or laws. They were added decrees enforced by the Edomite Jew priesthood. The Jews had the authority at this time and were teaching the people of Judea their traditions and lording over the people with them. Yeshua rebuked them for this. Verse 7, Howbeit in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. For laying aside the commandment of Elohim, you hold the tradition of men, as the washing of pots and cups, and many other such like things you do. And he said unto them, Full well you reject the commandment of Elohim, that you may keep your own tradition, making the word of Elohim of none effect through your tradition, which you have delivered, and many such like things do you. The common Pharisaic Jewish teaching was that if you don't clean your hands before you eat, you could be possessed by demons. Which is rather comical, because why would devils worry about being possessed by demons? Some passages in the Talmud indicate that failing to wash hands before a meal is a significant transgression.
Do a search on hand washing in Judaism, and you will see that the Jews are psychotic.
So Yeshua exposed the Jews for teaching their own traditions and doctrines, and that they have never taught the laws of Moses, but only enough of it to fool the people into believing they were. Luke was a Greek. He was a native of Antioch in Syria. He was a physician. Greeks were not Jews. Greeks descended from Javan, a son of Japheth, son of Noah. Javan is Yavan in the Hebrew, and is where Ionia, or Greece, comes from. Some Greeks were of Israelite sub-tribes called Dorians and Danans. The Corinthians were Dorian Greeks, Israelites. Yeshua heals a centurion's servant, Luke 7:1. Now when he had ended all his sayings in the audience of the people, he entered into Capernaum, and a certain centurion's servant, who was dear unto him, was evilly ill and ready to die. And when he heard of Yeshua, he sent unto him the elders of the Jews, which should read, he sent unto him the elders of the Judeans, or Judahites, beseeching him that he would come and heal his servant. The elders the centurion sent unto Yeshua were not Jews, because the Jews never asked Yeshua to come and heal anyone. The Jews were trying to make everyone sick and brainwashed through their Jewry. The elders of the Judeans were elder Judahites. The burial of Yeshua, Luke 23:50. And behold, there was a man named Joseph, a counselor, a member of the Sanhedrin, and he was a good man and a just. The same, Joseph, had not consented to the purpose and deed of the Edomites. Joseph was of Arimathea, which should read Ramathaim, a city of the Jews, which should read a city of the Judahites, who also himself waited for the kingdom of Elohim. This man went to Pilate and begged the body of Yeshua, and he took it down and wrapped it in linen and laid it in a sepulchre that was hewn in stone, wherein never man before was laid. A city of the Jews should read a city of Judah, or a city of the Judahites, or Judeans. John was not a Jew. John was of the tribe of Benjamin. The tribe of Benjamin was a tribe belonging to the house of Judah. The testimony of John the Baptist, John 1:19. And this is the record of John, when the Jews, which should read, when the Judeans sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, who are you? Jews is G2453 Judeos, which is a Judahite by birth, origin, or belief, or region. The priesthood had been infiltrated by Edomite Jews, but there were still a few Levites and other Israelites in the priesthood and on the council. Most of these Israelites were deceived and unwittingly working with and for the Edomite-controlled priesthood. Just like the few of our white kinsmen in our government today are unwittingly working with all the Jews that are in and controlling our governments. The same thing with our people who are Freemasons. They are ignorantly and unwittingly working for the Jews. John the Immerser was a Levite. The Levites were not Jews. Levites were Israelites of the tribe of Levi. The tribe of Levi was with the other 11 tribes of Israel, who were all in captivity in Egypt, and later in Assyria, and after that, Babylon. So these were not Jews, because the Jews were never in bondage to any man. But the priests that came to John's cleansing of the Levites were Pharisees, as verse 24 states. These Pharisees were Jews, because Herod had replaced the Levitical priests with Edomite Jews. The Jews did not believe John, Jesus, the apostles, or the Word of God, just like the churches do not believe John, Jesus, the apostles, or the Word of God. They believe the Jews and their lies. The churches have been swooned. The Jews did not come to be baptized by John. They came to see what he was doing, and under whose authority he was doing it. John knew these Pharisees were Edomite Jews, posing as Levites. Matthew 3:7. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O offspring of vipers, who has warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Verses 1 through 12 of chapter 2 are about the wedding in Cana, where Yeshua turned the water into wine. John 2:6. And there were there set 6 water pots of stone, after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 firkins apiece. The purifying of the Jews. This may actually be referring to actual Jews, meaning the Edomites, because the Jews have hand-washing superstitions and laws according to their traditions, which they have trained the people to follow through their decrees of Judaism. Matthew 15:1. Then came to Yeshua scribes and Pharisees, which were of Jerusalem, saying,
Why do your disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they wash not their hands when they eat bread.
But he answered and said unto them, Why do you also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition? Yahweh did not make a law that you must wash your hands before eating. The Jews did. Yeshua cleanses the temple, John 2:13, and the Jews, which should read, and the Judahites, or Judeans, Passover was at hand, and Yeshua went up to Jerusalem. Exodus 12:14.
And this day shall be unto you for a memorial, and you shall keep it a feast to Yahweh throughout your generations. You shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever.
This is the first of 4 Passovers during the ministry of Christ. This was the first of 2 temple overthrowings by Christ. Passover is not a Jewish holiday. It is an Israelite holy day. The Jews were not slaves in Egypt. The Israelites were. Jews were never in bondage, as they loved to boast. Verse 14. And found in the temple those that sold oxen and sheep and doves, and the changers of money sitting. And when he had made a scourge of small cords, he drove them all out of the temple, and the sheep and the oxen, and poured out the changers' money, and overthrew the tables, and said unto all them that sold doves, Take these things from here, make not my father's house a house of merchandise. And his disciples remembered that it was written, The zeal of your house has eaten me up. Then answered the Jews, which should read Judeans, and said unto him,
What sign do you show to us, seeing that you do these things?
Those that sell merchandise were Jews, as Jews are the merchants of the earth, and Mystery Babylon is run by global mercantile consumerism. Jews is G2453, Judeos, and means a Judean. Judeans at this time were not just Judahites of the house of Judah, but Judeans also included Edomites and Canaanites. So Yeshua was speaking to all the Judeans in the temple. Verse 19, Yeshua answered and said unto them, Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. Then said the Jews, which should read Judeans,
46 years was this temple in building, and will you rear it up in 3 days?
But he spake of the temple of his body. Nicodemus visits Yeshua, John 3:1. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews, which should read, a ruler of the Judeans. The same came to Yeshua by night, and said unto him, Rabbi, We know that you are a teacher come from Elohim, for no man can do these miracles that you do, except Elohim be with him. Nicodemus was not an Edomite Jew. He stood up for Yeshua when the Pharisees were conspiring against him, John 7:50-51. He was a wealthy man and donated expensive myrrh and aloes for Christ's body and burial. He also defied the Pharisees by treating Yeshua's body with dignity and assuring he received a proper burial. Nicodemus was corrected by Christ on the doctrine of being born again. Nicodemus used the word deuteros, which means again. The churches built their false doctrine of born again around the error of Nicodemus' understanding. Christ used the word anathen, which means from above. Big difference from born again. The Jewish Pharisees did not understand this because they were born from beneath, as Christ stated in John 8:23. So everybody in Judea and in the churches today are being taught that you can be born again by declaring yourself saved. But Scripture teaches that you can be preserved in this life if you follow the way every day, which is what the word saved means. It means mortal preservation during this test called life. Nobody is saved yet, or even once saved, always saved. The churches ignore the Hebrew and Greek words and meanings, and they go their own way to establish a path to salvation by their own mouths. John 3:25. Then there arose a question between some of John's disciples and the Jews, which should read, and the Judahites, or Judeans, about purifying. Of course they had questions. John was cleansing the Levites with water baptism to prepare Christ for sacrifice. The Jews taught about cleaning pots and pans and hands. John was teaching about repentance and a return to the way. In chapter 4, verses 1 through 42, is the episode of Yeshua and the Samaritan woman at the well of Jacob. John 4:9. Then said the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that you, being a Jew, ask drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. The Samaritans and the Judahites had a history of war with each other. Also, while the Israelites were taken away to Assyria and Babylon a few hundred years earlier, the kings of Assyria and Babylon placed Canaanite and Edomite Jews in the land in place of the Israelites. This is why many Israelite Judeans had no dealings with the Samaritans. This woman stated that she was a descendant of Jacob. She also knew that the Messiah would come. So she was an Israelite woman living in Samaria who knew about her heritage and the prophecies of the Christ. She was just a little confused because of the teachings of the Jews. Verse 21, Yeshua said unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour comes when you shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship you know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. Did Christ just say salvation is of the Jews? No. The Greek reads, You worship that which you do not know. We worship that which we know, because salvation is from among the Judeans. The original 1611 version of the King James Version reads, But salvation comes out of Judea. Jews in verse 22 is G2453, Judeos. Judeos is an adjective. It's a reference to the tribe of Judah, which Christ is of, and may refer to the territory of Judah, which at that time was called Judea. This does not say that salvation comes from Jews. Jews are the ones that deceive you to give up your salvation. Yeshua Christ was a Judahite of the tribe and house of Judah in the territory of Judah. This is what he was explaining to the woman, that salvation is from him, a Judahite of the tribe of Judah who was born in the land of Judah. Christ was the prophesied Messiah of Judah. Yeshua heals on the Sabbath, John 5:1. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. This is the second of four Passovers of Christ's ministry. This was not a feast of the Jews. Passover is not a Jewish holiday. The Jews were not slaves in Egypt, because they have never been in bondage to any man, as you well know by now. Yeshua healed a lame man on the Sabbath day. Verse 10. The Jews, therefore, said unto him that was cured,
It is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for you to carry your bed.
Jews is G2453, Judeos, which would be Judeans. Since Judea was inhabited by Israelites of the house of Judah and Canaanite and Edomite Jews of Idumea, these Judeans were likely both Israelites and Edomites that said it was not lawful to carry his bed. This would be because the Jews were teaching these laws that it was not lawful to do good on the Sabbath, and like good little brainwashed obedient citizens, the people would support the corrupt authorities. Just like today, our people obey without question the ungodly government, and they obey the doctrines of men taught in the churches. Verse 14. Afterward, Yeshua found him in the temple and said unto him, Behold, you are made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto you. If we are once saved, always saved, then why did Yeshua say, Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto you? Verse 15. The man departed and told the Jews that it was Yeshua which had made him whole, and therefore did the Jews persecute Yeshua and sought to slay him, because he had done these things on the Sabbath day. Scripture does not say that good deeds cannot be performed on the Sabbath. The Pharisee Jews did. The Jews, in verses 15 and 16, were the Edomite Pharisees. The Pharisees persecuted Yeshua and sought to slay him. Verse 17, But Yeshua answered them, My Father works now, and I work. Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. Wisdom 2:16. The ungodly said,
We are esteemed of him as counterfeits. He abstains from our ways as from filthiness. He pronounces the end of the just to be blessed, and makes his boast that God is his Father.
Notice that the Israelite Judeans knew him and followed him. The Canaanite and Edomite Judeans denied him and sought to kill him. John 6:4, And the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was near. This is the third of four Passovers during Christ's 3.5-year ministry. Passover is not a Jewish feast day. The Jews were never in bondage in Egypt, the Jews were not taken out of Egypt by the hand of Yahweh. The Israelites were not Jews. Judea at this time was multicultural, and the Jews were masquerading as Judahites, and most of the people were unaware of this. Just like our people today are unaware that our government is filled with Jews running our country according to their ways. Isn't it obvious that America is no longer a Christian nation under Yahweh God? It has become an antichrist pagan race-mixed nation under Lucifer. Our Jewish government is making laws to protect the ungodly, the transgenders, the Satanists, and witchcraft, and honors the wicked when they break the law. The media and the entertainment glorifies homosexuality, bestiality, child porn, and TV programs you to obey and consume. The churches are unaware of all truth, because they believe all lies and worship a Jewish Jesus. They have no idea who the Jews really are. They are not of Judah. They are not Judahites. They're not Hebrews, and they are not Israelites. The Jews are Canaanites and Edomites. If the name of God was removed from Scripture over 6,000 times and replaced with a title, and the word Judah was replaced with the made-up word Jew over 250 times, then how will anyone ever know who God is and who they are, if they are worshiping a title which is a reference to the Lord Baal, and giving homage to Jews as if they are God's people, when they are actually Baal's children? Many people were seeking Yeshua. Yeshua even called out the freeloaders and said, "You seek me not because you saw the miracles, but because you did eat of the loaves and were filled." John 6:27. "Labor not for the meat which perishes, but for that meat which endures into everlasting life, which the Son of Adam shall give unto you. For him has Elohim the Father sealed." Then said they unto him, "What shall we do, that we might work the works of God?" Yeshua answered and said unto them, "This is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he has sent."
So all we have to do is just believe?
No. 1 John 3:23, "And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Yeshua Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment." What commandment? All of them. Yeshua simplified all the commandments down to just two great commandments, which, if you follow them, you follow them all. Love Yahweh and love your kinsmen. Christ went on to explain about the bread of life. He was reminding them about the bread which came down from heaven to feed them during the Exodus, which did not feed Jews, because the Jews were not in the Exodus, because no Jews were in bondage in Egypt. The Jews were slithering around in their viper den in Mount Seir during the time of the Exodus. Yeshua was explaining that he is the bread of life, that when you eat his bread, that means if you repent, learn the truth, obey and follow it, and continue in it, then you will have life. If you believe on Christ, you must follow Christ. That means follow your heritage, the laws, and the way, just as Christ did. Verse 40, "And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which sees the Son and believes on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day." The Jews then murmured at him, because he said, "I am the bread which came down from heaven." The Israelite Judeans were so brainwashed by the Jewish Pharisees' teachings that they just didn't see that this was He. The Edomite Judeans knew this was He, and they just didn't accept Him. The Israelite Judeans had a hard time believing this was He because of the propaganda of the Jews, the same reason why the churches don't believe the truth or the word, because they are believing all the lies of churchianity instead. Verse 51, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. The Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? The Israelite Judeans were too Judaized to see the truth. The Edomite Judeans were unable to see the truth because they lack the Spirit, because they are Jews. Even the disciples had a hard time understanding all this. Verse 61, When Yeshua knew it in himself, that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, Does this offend you? What, and if you shall see the Son of Adam ascend up where he was before? It is the Spirit that produces life. Flesh benefits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are Spirit, and they are life. But there are some of you that believe not. For Yeshua knew from the beginning who they were that believed not, and who should betray him. Christ knew who he was speaking to at all times. Sometimes he was with his students alone. Other times he was among crowds of Judeans, which included Israelite Judeans, as well as Canaanite and Edomite Judeans. Verse 64 states that Christ knew the race that would betray him. Let's look at the Greek, which does not leave out the pronoun they that the King James perversion does. But some from among you are they who do not believe. For Yeshua knew from the beginning who they who do not believe are, and who it is who shall betray him. And he said, Therefore said I unto you, that no man can come unto me, except it were given unto him of my Father. From that time many of his disciples went back, and walked no more with him. These would also be those Judeo-Christians that love God, but they don't know who God is, who they are, or who the Jews are. Their minds cannot accept the truth, because they love their church, bacon, Jewish fables, Jaime Jesus, and delusions more. It's easy to just believe, but following and practicing the way is necessary. Verse 67, Then said Yeshua unto the 12, Will you also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Master, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we believe and are sure that you are that Christ, the Son of the living Elohim. Yeshua answered them, Have not I chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil? Devil means false accuser. Verse 71, He spake of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, for he it was that should betray him, being one of the 12. Judas Iscariot was an Edomite Jew of Kerioth. All the apostles were of the tribe of Benjamin. Judas was the only Jew of the bunch, and Christ called him a devil, because he was. Yeshua was not name-calling when he exposed the Jews as devils and that their father is the devil. The churches just don't believe Jesus or his words. John 7:1. After these things Yeshua walked in Galilee, for he would not walk in Jewry, because the Jews sought to slay him. Now the Jews' Feast of Tabernacles was at hand. Three errors in two verses. Let's clean it up. Jewry is G2449, Judea, and is the southern portion of Palestine, or Judea. Judea was called Judah before it was merged with Idumea. Judah was the territory of the house of Judah, which included Benjaminites and Levites. Idumea was the territory of the house of Esau. Idumeans were Edomite Jews. When Judah and Idumea were merged in the 1st century BC, the territory became known as the Roman-governed province of Judea. Now Judea was not occupied by only Israelites of the house of Judea, but also with Edomite and Canaanite Jews of Idumea. The Jews are of the houses of Cain and of Esau. The Jews that sought to kill Christ were Edomite Jews. There were also some ignorant Israelite Judeans seeking to kill him too, because they were brainwashed by the Edomite Jew influence. This is why when Peter was giving the Israelite Judeans the cold hard truth, they were pricked in the heart for what they've done to their Redeemer. Acts 2:36. Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God had made that same Jesus, whom you have crucified, both Master and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men, brethren, what shall we do? Repent, change your minds, follow the way. In verse 2, the Feast of Tabernacles is not a Jewish holiday. The Jews were not living in tabernacles in the wilderness during the Exodus, because the Jews were not in bondage to any man in Egypt. The Israelites were. The Jews are not Israelites. Jews are Edomites. So if you are a denominational Christian who has been identifying as a trans-Gentile and worshiping a Jewish Jesus, and then Yahweh draws you to him and reveals the truth to you, and you realize you were ignorant of your identity and were worshiping a fictitious little g god devil and supporting the devil's children in destroying God's children, would you not be pricked in the heart? Would you not repent, change your ways, and start following the way, and learn about your true heritage and identity, and worship the one true God, Yahweh, and his son Yeshua? Would you not now see that you have been called out of darkness into his wonderful light and blessed you? Would you not now see that the churches and the rest of the world are still
blinded by the lies? Have your eyes been blinded by the lies? Have your eyes been blinded by the lies? Yes, your eyes are blinded by the lies. Yes, your eyes are blinded by the lies. Have your eyes.
And there shall not be any remaining of the house of Esau, for Yahweh has spoken it.